Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, Sag Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's go back to our talk and text line. And, you know, hey, listen, here at WWL, we keeping everything up to date. Tiger fans, for the latest on LSU's search for the next head football coach, keep it locked on to the Big 870 for breaking news, interviews, analysis, all brought to you by First American Bank, a banking tradition since 1910, and WWL. And on our talk and text line from Fox Sports, Timmy Brando. Tim's been a while. I know you sort of a busy man this time of year, just to say the least. And, man, basketball's right around the corner, or right there, so to speak, with you also. Thanks for joining us here on Sports Talk and second guess. But, Timmy, I'm going to get your thoughts right off the bat on the Lane Kiffin situation. I think what Nick Saban said over the weekend, and I'm wondering if he's not sort of the mouthpiece here for Lane Kiffin. But your thoughts on having coaches getting fired and then teams going after coaches that are already hired during a season, that's got to stop, because you're muddying the waters here of college football.
Well, you have to be like the NFL. Where they have rules, you have to do like what they do in the NFL. Right. You can't be going to steal nobody's coach during the season.
Lane a little avenue, man, he's going to get it, and I don't blame him.
It's not Lane's fault. It's the college rules.
It's the rules. Go ahead, Timmy.
Well, there are no rules. I mean, there are no rules. What they're dealing with, what the dilemma, the conundrum that Saban was talking about when he said it's not a Lane conundrum, it's a college football conundrum, is set forth by whom? The NCAA, okay, they set the portal dates. They set the signing date. And why the hell is that going on? They don't make any money off college football. In fact, they've done everything in their best interest to undermine college football since they lost the television rights from the Supreme Court in 1984. I mean, we've had this conversation before, fellas. There's a lot wrong with college football now. This is yet another example of it. The big crime of it for me as a broadcaster is all of the incredible stories that we have taking place. You know, I was just in Houston last week. Poor kicker missed a couple of field goals, or Willie Fritz would have gotten his ninth victory. That's a Houston team that was 8-2, couldn't get ranked until after they beat Open Date the week before. And he's one of the great stories that most of America knows very little about. There are quite a few others out there, okay, that have done tremendous jobs and have great seasons going on. And I'll be on top of the first domino to fall if, in fact, Kiffin does say no to LSU and Florida. Kenny Dillingham, that's who I've got in the Territorial Cup on Friday night at 9 Eastern, 8 o'clock Central. It'll be a standalone primetime game on Black Friday. And he'll be the next guy, I think, that's on the hit list at LSU or at Florida, either one of those spots, because he's a hell of a coach and he's got a president that is not totally committed, even though he's a homegrown Chaparral High School Arizona kid. They've got a president that's not so sure if they want to spend the kind of money that it may take to hold on to Kenny Dillingham as a head football coach. So the problem is we're operating without rules, and we got to get the NCAA the hell out of it. And we've got to make sure that the people that govern it, that being the CFP and the conference commissioners, who for whatever reason can't agree on format structure for a 16-team format moving forward, we got to get these people talking, and we got to get them taking charge of the sport, because that's the biggest issue. As for Lane, my view of it is this, fellas. The people keep saying, I heard the young Hunt Palmer, whose dad is a real friend of mine, been my dentist for many, many years, who works over in Baton Rouge, say that everyone in Baton Rouge thinks it's over. He's coming to LSU. I would beg to differ. I think that the longer this goes, I think the very good possibility here is that Lane, knowing Lane's ability to promote, knowing his past as a social media troller, I think it's a very good opportunity here for him and for Ole Miss to be the big winners here. They go into Stark Vegas, they win the game, they are headed to hosting their first college football playoff game. What better time to announce that he is not only going to coach the playoff, but sign the contract and remain at Ole Miss? Why would you leave when they are matching every dollar offered in Louisiana or in Florida? Why would you leave? That's a fan base that saw him lose 5 games a few years ago, you know, after Auburn flirted with him, and they weren't upset. And you lose 3 games, it's disappointing. Nobody was calling for his head when he didn't make it with that team last year that had more talent than the one this year. Well, Tim, you lose games. You lose 3 games in Baton Rouge, you're done. You lose 3 games in Florida with the kind of contract that they're talking about, you're done. So I think he's going to stay in Mississippi. I really do.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcast.
Well, Tim, with that being said, though, I think Lane Kiffin ultimately, been associated with Coach O at Tennessee, USC, and all that,
yep.
Pete Carroll.
Right.
think Lane Kiffin would really want, if he, because how he's so young and he was, you know, promoted at such a young age. We think Kellen Moore was young. Look how young Lane Kiffin was right. when Al Davis made him the Raiders coach. I think he'd right. want to win a national championship, and then he'd be gone for con. I'm going to NFL. I want to win a Super Bowl, very similar to Pete Carroll. Winning a championship at USC, then winning a Super Bowl with Seattle, I think he ultimately would want to do that. Now,
but Bobby, we all admit that college football has changed, hasn't it?
I mean, has changed.
That he can't do it at Ole Miss now. I beg to differ again. I think.
But Ole Miss, Tim,
out of the water right now. Okay?
Well,
he can get players there. He already has.
He already has, but he has to win it first. Ole Miss ain't won a championship since segregation.
No, denying that. I'm with you.
And look at the 21st century. 3 different coaches have won a national championship at LSU. Ole Miss is trying. So, I mean, to me, and look at Florida. What have you done for him lately? What has Florida done?
Right.
No, they have Urban Meyer. You look at Steve Spurrier. But that's the only thing to me that Lane Kiffin would maybe think, and talking to Saban and how Saban, what he established, now I don't know their conversation, that you get the probabilities, maybe we could do it better at LSU than Ole Miss.
I do think you're right. I do think Mike's point about Saban with that rich commentary, and at the same time he's advising both Sexton and Lane. You know, I mean, he is. So I give Saban credit for pointing out the bigger picture, because I certainly agree with Nick on that. But, there's no doubt that the people in Baton Rouge wanted Nick first. And Terry, his wife, probably tried hard to convince him to do it. And Nick said, no, I'm not, but I'll help him. So, I'm sure he's been in there in their ear, suggesting to him that LSU is the better choice. And by the way, if he does go to LSU, look, I'm a Louisianian. I'll be happy to have him. I embrace Lane. I like Lane. I don't think there are many people in my business that don't like Lane. Okay, so it's a big win for him, no matter what he chooses to do. I'm saying to you though, this notion, this narrative that only certain schools can win national championships, that is over. That era is done. Forget about what happened in the 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s. Hell, forget what happened during the BCS era. Everybody's got money now. Everybody can cheat. Everybody can do whatever they – and so at Ole Miss, they have done – Walker Jones, I know that young man. I called his games. He came into Baton Rouge with Ole Miss and helped them win a game right after LSU had beaten Florida and they were the number one team in the country. I called that game on Jefferson Pilot a long time ago. Keith Carter, a basketball player, I called many of his games. These guys are progressive, and they've shaken down what the cobwebs were, whatever they were in Mississippi, to get the old money to spend. And they've also gotten a lot of new money to spend. If you think Ole Miss is what it was 10 years ago, when Freeze was there, 15 to 20 years ago, when Houston Nutley, it's not the same. It's not. And by the way, in the Big Ten, this ain't Grandma's Indiana either. Okay? The college game has changed. And, you know, why would you want to be in the shadow of Saban? Why would you want to be in the shadow of Spurrier or Urban Meyer when you can be bigger than Johnny Vaught ever thought about being in Mississippi? That's, to me, going to be the difference maker, and ultimately, and this is just my opinion, I think he's going to stay.
Now, how about Tim? Tim, this would be the ultimate feel-good story. We talk about getting it right as far as name, image, and likeness and transfer portal if Texas Tech would win the national championship. If somehow that could happen.
and don't rule that out.
And you want to talk, Tim, you did all those games and, the Big 12 and the Big 10. Texas, who would have thought we would be, like you're saying, how the game has changed, we'd be talking about Texas Tech's kick-ass defense.
Let me tell you something, Bobby. I hope Texas Tech doesn't win the Big 12 title game or doesn't have to take a bye, because I'd love to see them, say, in the fifth position, hosting an SEC school in the playoff, wouldn't you?
That would be a good one.
Yeah, that would be marvelous television. Would.
Tim, when we look back 5 years from now, and it's been done with different people. Larry Ellison did it at Michigan. We're seeing certainly the Nike people and Phil Knight. But hasn't Cody Campbell drawn up a game plan on what to do better than anybody? And the story there with transfer portal, NIL, wasn't written by Knight. And it wasn't written by Ellison. It's been written by Cody Campbell at Texas Tech. Yeah.
It should give everybody a different perspective on the television series Landman, right?
Yes, very much.
All we need is a billionaire land manager, and we'll be in great shape. No, you're absolutely right, fellas. And, hey, have a happy Thanksgiving, and check us out on Friday, because by that time I
check
think
you
maybe,
out.
Lane would have already said he's staying, and who the hell are they going to get in Baton Rouge then?
I think Timmy, you could be sitting in the middle of that story.
I have the great cause. You know how Roger Goodell has done a great job for the owners? We need Tim Brando, Commissioner of College Football.
How about that, Timmy? We got you a new job.
No, they need a czar. We need a czar to run college football and put some rules in place.
Yeah, the world according to Timmy B after I finally retire from the microphone. That's good, buddy.
All right.
Thank you, Timmy. Appreciate it, buddy.
All right.
Tiger fans, keep it locked on WWL for the latest on LSU's search for the next head football coach. We'll bring you breaking news when it happens on air, online, and also on social media. Listen to Sports Talk weekdays at 4 p.m. for up-to-date reports, LSU insiders, also expert analysis, brought to you all by First American Bank, a banking tradition since 1910. For the latest on LSU, you can count on WWL, AMFM.com, and also free on the Odyssey app.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.